I am John Jansonius. I will be the, quote, presiding officer, close quote, this afternoon, and I'll be real quick with the introduction. I want to make the first comment, though, that this topic should be of personal interest to me because I worry every day that my partners think I am quiet quitting, which I'm not. But let me introduce Amy Gibson, and I'm not going to go through her bio. I'm going to get more personal with it. Maybe because of my long and uncommon last name, I get a lot of just random calls from individuals who feel like they've been treated improperly by their employer and want help. And I tell them, well, I'm sorry, I represent corporate America, not real people. But I always give references. And when I've given Amy Gibson as a reference, I've had the rewarding and unusual callback for people thanking me for sending them to someone responsible, respectful, and effective. So that is Amy Gibson as an employment lawyer on the individual side, and I'll let you take it from here.
Aw, thanks, John. So where does this come from? Like, how can I talk about how to build a better workplace? David Wiley, the other half of our firm, we do our own intake. That is why we don't have a website. We don't need more calls. We personally speak to people. So we've got 20 years of people reporting on the workplace, and they ain't good reports. We also do jury focus groups scheduled at least 3 times a month. And I also teach trial, witness prep, and settlement to attorneys all over the country in multi-day classes where I have to get people of all skill levels and all generations to work together. And sometimes, you know, trial attorneys have a little bit of egos in there too. So I hear this all the time. Even in our building downtown, I hear generational conflict. I hear young millennials complaining about the older millennials. People think I'm a boomer. That's okay, but I'm Gen X. And I think it's fun. Like, when I teach, people are like, Amy, I hope I'm not being too extra. And I'm like, no, you're not being too extra. And then I have to go, you know, use the Urban Dictionary. Like, what WTF is extra. And the younger professionals, they talk to me too, just about whatever. And they're funny. They don't call their bosses like an asshole anymore. They're like, Amy, can I just talk to you? My boss like has such a negative energy. So it's fun. And so we hear these complaints about generations, but it's never our own. So the first lesson here is that this isn't new, right? We've all heard about quiet quitting, which as a worker side attorney, I call doing my job for what you pay me. But let's go back to 1999. It was worse. Look at the quiet quitting. This is from Office Space.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
You're just not going to go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know. But I really don't like it, and I'm not going to go.
So you're going to quit?
Nuh-uh, not really. I'm just going to stop going.
All right, so 1999, people just like, I'm not going to quit, I'm just not going to show up. And then we hear a lot about workers not going above and beyond. Same movie. For this clip, you need to know that flair is the little buttons on their outfits. That's what they're talking about here.
We need to talk. Do you know what this is about?
My flair?
Yeah. Or your lack of flair, because I'm counting and I only see 15 pieces. Let me ask you a question, Joanna. Mm-hmm. What do you think of a person who only does the bare minimum?
Huh, what do I think? You know what, Stan? If you want me to wear 37 pieces of flair like your pretty boy over there, Brian, why don't you just make the minimum 37 pieces of flair?
Well,